making a difference. Let's face it, our planet is in trouble. Climate change is causing the Earth to get warmer. Our air and water are becoming contaminated because of pollution. These changes are happening now, right in front of us. So what, if anything, can the average person do to make things better? A while back, my friend Jill was feeling pretty helpless about all this. After all, who can stop a glacier from melting or clean up the whole ocean? Then, she found out about an environmental project that fits her interests and abilities. Jill is an enthusiastic surfer and she loves the ocean. A few years ago, scientists developed special fins surfers can attach to their surfboards. These fins have sensors that can measure water quality and temperature. Surfers can send the data from the sensors through a smartphone app to scientists all over the world. Now, Jill isn't just riding the waves, she's also collecting information that's helping scientists understand how climate change is affecting the oceans. She's even taking the project one step further. Once a month, she gives presentations to students and community members about what she's doing and encourages others to get involved. Lots of people like Jill are teaming up with scientists to help the environment. For example, some are collecting samples from glaciers to help scientists learn how fast they're melting. Others are monitoring and restoring coral reefs that have been damaged as a result of rising ocean temperatures. However, not everyone is getting involved in projects so far from home. Take my friend Tim, for example. He wanted to help out more locally, so last year, he planted a garden on the top of his apartment building. Now, he's one of millions of people around the world who are participating in urban gardening. Of course, their gardens give them a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, but they also help the environment. The plants filter carbon dioxide and produce oxygen. They not only cool down the apartment building, but to a small extent, also the city during the hot summer months. But Tim wasn't content just to manage his rooftop garden. Earlier this year, he joined an urban gardening organization that's working with the government to add more parks and green spaces to the city. He's working to get rid of air pollution and fight climate change, one plant at a time. Why am I telling you about Jill and Tim? Well, they're ordinary people, just like you and me. But they're pitching in to make the world a better place. If you want to get involved, there are plenty of things you can do. There are organizations online that can set you up with projects in your own neighborhood or around the world. And look around you. I'm sure there's at least one other volunteer in the audience. Start today. It's never too late and every little bit helps. As Jill recently told me, it's better to make a small difference than to do nothing at all.